Hello, friends. We are so glad to have you with us this hour. I'm Greg Neff, and this is Ask the Doctor. Now, over the next 60 minutes or so, we're going to find out more about you, or more specifically, how you can get healthy with a little help from our good friends at St. Vincent's Healthcare. Stay with us. It's going to be a fun hour. We've got a lot to get through and a lot to talk about. You know, we are just 7 days away from Valentine's Day. We thought it'd be a good idea to discuss affairs of the heart. And here in studio to help us do just that is Dr. Anthony Magnano with St. Vincent's Healthcare Atrial Fibrillation Institute. Welcome, doctor.
Thank you, Greg. Happy to be here.
Glad you're with us. Let's also say hello to Kat Pitta-Kelly. She is the HeartSmart Coordinator at St. Vincent's. And thanks so much for coming in today on this beautiful Saturday.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
All right. We're glad you're with us as well. Finally, someone who actually went through the HeartSmart program. His name is Mike Keck. And Mike, welcome. We're glad you're with us.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. We want you to be a part of the show as well. We have a little bit of a party going on in here. And, you know, there's never enough callers. So we want you to give us a call. If you have questions or if you'd like our fine panel to answer some of your health-related issues, please give us a call. Give us a ring. 340-1045. That number again, 340-1045. Give us a call here on Ask the Doctor, right here on News 104.5 WOKV. And doctor, let's start with you. We are talking about one particular issue with the heart today, atrial fibrillation. What is that?
Okay, well, people understand that the heart is a pump that pumps blood through our body. They understand that it has a circulation and a blood supply, and if it gets interrupted, they might feel chest pain and have a heart attack. What's a little bit more abstract to most people is that the heart actually has a rhythm. It has a normal pacemaker in it that initiates each heartbeat and a pattern that electrical activity travels through the heart with each heartbeat that coordinates the contraction of the heart. Atrial fibrillation is an irregular rhythm that begins in the top chambers of the heart when they begin to quiver or fibrillate. And so it begins it's arising from the atrium and it's fibrillating. And then it drives the heart to beat rapidly and irregularly, and it interrupts the smooth flow of blood through the heart where blood can puddle or pool and form clots. So therefore, atrial fibrillation is actually a leading cause of stroke.
Is it a heart attack? It sounds like that.
It's not really a heart attack. When we talk about heart attack, we think mainly of chest pain, a blocked off coronary artery, loss of blood supply to the heart. That can generally causes a person to rush into the hospital, and usually we open the artery. Sometimes people have cardiac arrests. That's another thing to understand, which is also an abnormal heart rhythm. But there, the fibrillation isn't in the atrium. It's down in the ventricles, in the pumping chambers. So the symptom is usually collapse, and someone is in need of CPR and defibrillation mm-hmm. in that situation.
Wow. In these conditions, in the condition that you just described, AFib, if you will, can it be fatal if not treated?
Well, atrial fibrillation usually leads to symptoms of shortness of breath, fatigue, loss of stamina, palpitations, a feeling of a fast heart rate. If it's left untreated over long periods of time, it will often lead to stroke. Mm-hmm. So stroke could be a fatal consequence. The other thing is that if the heart is really, really rapid, sometimes people don't feel it as much as you would imagine. Hmm. And sometimes people don't even notice it at all. And they show up to us with a very weak heart and congestive heart failure because of the atrial fibrillation. And in fact, when people study congestive heart failure in animal laboratories or in research laboratories, they simply make the heart go fast like atrial fibrillation can. And if they wanted to study a dog with heart failure, if they increase the rate of their heartbeat for a long enough time, they all have heart failure. And that happens to us as humans, too, if we go out of rhythm and don't happen to notice it.
Can you be an otherwise healthy person and still have AFib?
You sure can. Most times it increases in incidence for sure with age, but we see it in younger people. Mm. And it increases as you accumulate any health conditions such as obesity, sleep apnea, diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, valvular heart disease. Mm. And I could keep going on
sure,
and on.
Sure, yes, you could.
The surprising thing is that we find some incredibly athletic, healthy people who are really like the model people for cardiovascular fitness show up with atrial fibrillation. And in fact, the Framingham Heart Study did show us that sometimes intense athletes and runners sometimes show up with atrial fibrillation a little bit more than their less trained counterparts.
Hmm. Interesting. It's just amazing what the heart can and sometimes will go through. Now, what exactly causes it? Is it diet? I mean, is it something that you drink, perhaps? I mean, yeah. If you drink too much, can you have AFib?
Absolutely. Alcohol is a big cause of atrial fibrillation. Mm. It's very interesting because we've always said it's protective to have a drink a day, cardioprotective, and it might be, actually, to some degree. It seems like that in population studies. Of course, we've never had a randomized study where you could randomize half the people to drink and half the people to not drink and follow them for 20 years because that just doesn't really happen. Mm. But in observational studies, we do see even with the first drink per day, there's a little increase of atrial fibrillation of about 8%.
Really? Just by having a beer? Just by sitting down having a beer, you got a little bit of an issue with your heart?
If you have one a day every day, that would increase your incidence by about 8 or 10% over somebody who doesn't drink at all. And if you have two per day, it starts to compound. So people who drink heavily certainly have a much higher risk of atrial fibrillation. Binge drinking can cause it. And we even talk about a condition called holiday heart.
Mm. I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, where people go out and they maybe drink very heavily, mm-hmm. often around the holidays, and they show up with atrial fibrillation.
Wow.
So sometimes really, really heavy amounts of alcohol can be a cause. But that's probably the minority of the cases. The others are just cases that will happen. And by age 65, 6% of us will have atrial fibrillation. And I would say we accumulated about 1% of us per year get it after age 60.
The show is called Ask the Doctor. We want to ask you to ask us your questions about your health right here on News 104.5 WOKV. 340-1045, 340-1045 if you have any questions. And we actually do have one. So give us a call if you'd like to join the conversation. And we want to say hello right now to Brian from Praia Vedra. Brian, welcome to Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV. What's your question?
I have a question about mitral valve prolapse and whether or not it's predominantly evident in women or men, or can it be both?
Okay. So mitral valve prolapse refers to a condition where you're actually born with a valve that has a little bit of extra heart tissue. And prolapsing means that when the valve closes, one part of the valve actually prolapses or flips a little bit into the atria. Now, that can or may not be associated with leakiness of the valve. And if it's not really associated with much leakiness, it's just something to kind of note and follow over time. But in some cases, people with prolapse can develop a lot of leakiness to the valve that can accumulate over time. And that's a condition that needs to be watched. And severe prolapse might eventually need to be repaired. That's it with mitral valve prolapse. It used to be way overdiagnosed by old echoes that would only see in one dimension, but now our two-dimensional echoes are often undiagnosing people with this disorder. When they were told 20, 25 years ago that they had mitral valve prolapse, we'll look and we don't see any prolapse because we can see much better.
So what you're looking at is a dumping of excess blood into the atrium.
That's correct. So if the prolapse is associated with leakiness of the valve, and it might be if it deranges the valve enough, then blood that gets to the ventricle should go out to the aorta and to the body. It shouldn't back up through the mitral valve and go back to the left atrium. And that's where prolapse with regurgitation becomes an issue, and it's the amount of regurgitation that determines if you ever need to do anything about prolapse.
See, my wife has what seems to be frequent heart attacks, but her cardiovascular doctor told her that it's just an overflow.
Okay. Well, frequent heart attacks doesn't make so much sense to me. So I'm not quite sure, but maybe she has frequent arrhythmias or palpitations or something like that. And prolapse patients do have a predominance of noticing their heartbeat. They feel flutters and skips in their heart a little bit more often than people without prolapse.
Okay, is there a corrective? Is it like a stent that would have to be installed in the artery to lessen the frequency of that kind of situation, or how would you go about that?
Well, again, the treatment for prolapse is going to be looking at the prolapsed valve and what can we do about it, what should we do about it. It was always a valve replacement in the past, and you'd have to choose between a mechanical or a biological valve with their different pluses and minuses. The interesting thing that's emerged is a lot of prolapsed valves can be repaired, and there are certain surgeons who are much better at repairs than others. And I do feel like our surgeons at St. Vincent's have a good track record in this regard, but a skilled surgeon can often do a repair successfully and not need to replace the valve. And that's for the bad prolapses. Most prolapses, it's just a matter of, okay, we know it's there, we'll keep an eye on it, and the leaking isn't too bad, and you don't need any certain procedure for most people with prolapse.
Where do they take the tissue from to make the repair?
I'm sorry?
Where do they take the tissue from to make the repair?
Okay. It's usually a biological tissue. So it's usually derived from bovine or cow pericardial tissue or porcine tissue from pig. And then it's treated so that the body doesn't have any immunological reactions to it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your answers. I really appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling.
Yes, Brian, thank you very much for calling Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV. You know, we've talked about symptoms and treatments of the heart. Let's talk a little bit about prevention right now. Let's bring in Kat, and let's talk a little bit about the Heart Smart program at St. Vincent's. It's quite an all-inclusive plan that really helps you get healthy about your heart.
Yes, HeartSmart is an 8-week comprehensive cardiovascular and wellness program that's designed really to prevent and even reverse heart disease. So we ultimately want to get our participants feeling better, doing more, and enjoying life.
Sure.
By treating the underlying causes of heart disease.
Now, these are not just classes. Like I said, this is almost all-inclusive. You eat, too. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. So at each of the 8 sessions, we feature tasty, heart-healthy meals.
Mm-hmm.
And our participants get the recipes along with the nutrition information each session. And before they even begin the program, they come in for one-on-one health assessments. Mm-hmm. So we do those before the program starts and again after 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They also get one-on-one nutrition counseling sessions. They get weekly feedback on food and exercise logs.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the 8-week intensive portion of the program ends, then they get 6 months of follow-up and support.
Incredible. It's just amazing hearing you talk about it, just the depths that you delve into with matters of the heart and keeping your participants healthy. And actually, Mike, you have gone through this Heart Smart program. Just first of all, when you first got there, tell us a little bit about the situation, if you can, if you were in.
Well, I'm an unusual candidate because I observed a fellow at work
mm-hmm.
go through the very first Heart Smart program. Every night that he would go to the program, the next morning we'd sit at the office and talk about what he had experienced. So actually I started the Heart Smart program back in July, even though I didn't attend until November.
Amazing. And it's just, when you went through it, was it difficult? Was it a challenge for you? I mean, it obviously got you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, I would say that's true. Yeah, for a carnivore, it was major change.
Because
the idea of not eating animal protein was...
foreign to you, right? I mean, it just was something from out of space, right?
Yeah, well, I'm from the Midwest, Michigan. And, but I made the decision
mm-hmm.
To be more heart healthy.
Yeah.
I was amazed at how easy it was to give up a lot of the things that really aren't good for me.
And Kat, he mentioned giving up animal protein. What's on the menu for your next session? I want to hear about this.
Actually, the menu for our next session is a vegetarian taco made with frika instead of meat.
Okay.
So when it turns out it's one of those unique grains that's a complete protein, and it's tasty and heart healthy.
That's awesome. We're going to talk more about the Heart Smart program. We're also going to talk more about atrial fibrillation when we come back. We're also going to take Ed, who's been waiting patiently on the phones. We got a lot to get to right here on Ask the Doctor, right here on News 104.5 WOKV. I'm Greg Neft. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Jacksonville reacts.
The death of this Jordanian pilot has spurred the other nations into action.
Keenan Jordan is a leader and did the right thing.
This is the only way to handle these guys.
Sound off now using the open mic in the News 104.5 app and keep listening for new developments on Jacksonville's breaking news headquarters. News 104.5 WOKV.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission. Above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
If you have a backyard, we can put a pool in it. All Seasons Pools. We can put a pool in it.
All Seasons Pools builds high-quality pools and stands behind every pool they build, just as they have for the past 34 years. At AllSeasonsPools.com, you can design and build your new pool. No matter the challenges of your backyard, All Seasons Pools can design the custom pool of your dreams. Call 877-410-POOL or go to AllSeasonsPools.com. The pool of your dreams is just a call or click away at All Seasons Pools. With over 30 years of experience building pools in Florida, All Seasons Pools has seen it all. They can make your backyard come alive with a gorgeous pool that your family will love for years to come. Call 877-410-POOL or go to AllSeasonsPools.com now. That's AllSeasonsPools.com to build your new pool. At All Seasons Pools, if you have a backyard, we can put a pool in it. All Seasons Pools.
What up, it's Jay Gray. Have you checked out uBooster.org yet? It's changing the way recruiting is done. Basically, you're putting your money behind a player, a school. If the two match up, great, you just got one of the best recruits out there. But if the school doesn't listen to you, if they don't take your advice, they don't get your money. It's as simple as that. Go to uBooster.org for all the restrictions and details. It's 100% NCAA compliant. It doesn't matter what your team is, whether it's Florida State, Florida. If your team's halfway across the country, you pick the schools, you pick the players. Everybody wins at uBooster.org.
Rick Doran here, General Manager at Arlington Toyota. I want to take a minute to thank our employees. Their dedication to incredible service has made Arlington a success for over 37 years in county.
Like Charlie Dillard Sr. Charlie is a senior salesman at Arlington, but he started 27 years ago as a porter when he was just a teenager. Charlie's referral and repeat business speaks for itself. And more than that, he's just a fun person to know.
If you're looking to join a great, hardworking team, we invite you to experience that something special you'll only find with Arlington Toyota.
Visit ArlingtonToyota.com.
His first pictures were supposed to be in his mother's arms. His first months were supposed to be at home. His first years weren't supposed to be such a worry. It's no one's fault. We did everything right. But still, our son was born 3 months premature, and no one knows why.
More than 460,000 babies are born premature each year, before 37 weeks of pregnancy. That's 1 in 8 of all births. Nearly half the time, there is no known cause. Many are born so soon and so small, they face serious lifelong health problems. Others don't survive the first year. Please support March of Dimes research so we can learn more about the causes of premature birth and how to prevent it. Visit marchofdimes.com or call 1-888-966-3222.
I just wish someone could tell me why.
Premature birth. The answers can't come soon enough.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A 9 on the WOKV weather meters. Will continue to see plenty of sunshine through the day and an afternoon high in the mid to upper 60s, but cooler at the beaches. Mostly clear and cool tonight near 40, mostly to partly sunny, very mild tomorrow into the low 70s. And then clouds increase Monday, scattered afternoon and evening showers with a high of 69. Then breezy and cooler Tuesday under partly to mostly sunny skies and a high of 59. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
And welcome back to Ask the Doctor with News 104.5 WOKV and St. Vincent's Healthcare. I'm Greg Neft, and I'm joined by a very distinguished panel right now. We are talking about atrial fibrillation. Can you tell I'm not a doctor? Yeah. want to let you know before we go any further about a special event that's being put on by Belk Department Stores in St. Vincent's Healthcare. It's happening March 5th. It's on a Thursday, actually, 5:30 to 9 p.m. At the new Belk store that's opening up on Atlantic Boulevard. It's I believe it's on the south side. It's happening again 5:30 p.m. This coming Thursday, or not this coming Thursday, excuse me, March 5th, 2015. It's going to be going on at 5:30. An exclusive preview of Belk's newest store, 25% off of a shopping pass with very limited exclusions. Hors d'oeuvres, drinks, live entertainment, prize opportunities throughout the store, including a chance to win a $1,000 Belk gift card, free makeovers, cosmetic samplings, and a gift with the purchase of any Estee Lauder, Clinique, or Lancome cosmetics product. It's Sneak Peek Shopping, presented by Belk and St. Vincent's Healthcare, on March 5th at 5:30. Hope to see you there. Well, guys, we're talking about atrial fibrillation, and we want to go to the phones right now. Ed has been waiting very patiently. Ed from Keystone Heights. Ed, what's your question?
Yes, I had a tachycardia last about a year ago, and I've had multiple attacks in the fall, and then in December, my heart stopped for 6 seconds while I was watching a Jaguar game. I think they got a touchdown or something like that. And I'm 93, by the way, and so the doctor put a pacemaker in the mid-December, so that's about 6, 8, 7 weeks ago, and I'm wondering if I'm going to have any more AFib or tachycardia, whatever you call it. I don't know.
Yeah, Ed, that's such a common scenario. Particularly anywhere close to your age group, it becomes very, very common to start having episodes of tachycardia frequently with their atrial fibrillation. And then there's periods where maybe the atrial fibrillation stops and it takes a little bit of time for the regular heartbeat to kick back in. And that would be bradycardia, where you start having slow heart rate and pauses, like the 6 second pause. A perfect approach to that is a pacemaker, which will never let you have bradycardia. What a pacemaker does is it sets a minimum that your heartbeat can be. So it says Ed's going to always have a heart rate of 60. I could reprogram that to 70 or down to 50, but it will set a minimum. And then it allows me to use the medicines that we might need to treat your tachycardia. You need usually a combination to prevent the tachycardia.
I'm on blood thinners.
Right. Right, because atrial fibrillation could be associated with risk of blood clot forming in the heart that could lead to stroke, so we would want you to be on a blood thinner.
What's your comment on the pacemaker stopping the tachycardia or slowing it down or what?
Pacemaker cannot stop the tachycardia, but what it can do is make the tachycardia more treatable, because you could never get the medicines to treat your tachycardia if your heart was still pausing for 6 seconds. We'd make those pauses 10 seconds and 15 seconds, and you'd start to pass out.
I have another question, if you have time.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ed, we're going to talk to you. We're going to hold you through the break here, and we'll get you on the other side of that, because we're coming up against a hard break with Fox News. So we're going to put you back on hold, if you don't mind. And if you want to wait patiently through Fox News, we'll be happy to get to you. I don't want you to ask a question and then not have the time to answer it. So just hang on with us for that. But when we do come back here on Ask the Doctor, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Heart Smart program. Kat and Mike are here to talk a little bit about that, as well as the doctor. He's going to talk more about atrial fibrillation and really what ways that you can practice to prevent it. It's all straight ahead here on Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. I'm Greg Neff. So glad to have you along this Saturday afternoon. Fox News at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us.
Violence right now in 2014.
It happened again, a mass shooting at Fort Hood.
At this time, there is no indication that this incident is related to terrorism. Although we are not ruling anything out, and the investigation continues.
Four people are dead, including the suspected shooter.
As I was just brushing my teeth, getting ready to go to bed, and I hear pop, 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 pop.
Police say the FSU grad shot two students outside of the library before hitting an employee in the lobby. He went back outside and wouldn't surrender when confronted by police.
You need to stop throwing objects at the police and disperse immediately.
Will there be more of the same in the new year? Whether it's around the corner or around the world, we are your home for breaking news first.
The ultimate question of why will never have an answer that satisfies those whose loved ones have been injured or killed.
We are Jacksonville's news traffic and weather station. News 104.5 WOKV. News 104.5 WOKV. 104.5 FM.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Another country rejoins the fight against Islamic militants.
The UAE sending a squadron of F-16s to Jordan. The U.S.-led coalition continues to pound ISIS targets in Iraq and Syria, while at the same time trying to expand and hold together its military offensive.
Fox Radio's Connor Powell in Jordan.
Officials remain skeptical of ISIS claims that a Jordanian airstrike killed the American hostage Kayla Mueller. Jordanian officials dismissing it as pure criminal propaganda.
Starting Monday, Alabama will become the 37th state where gays can legally tie the knot unless the Supreme Court orders a last-minute stay of a decision overturning the ban. Justin Bieber doing good, a pair of his basketball shoes bringing in more than $62,000 in an eBay auction to benefit a food bank in the singer's hometown of Stratford, Ontario, and a massive storm system called the Pineapple Express pounding Northern California. Fox News, we report.
This is Jacksonville's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 104.5 WOKV.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission. Above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Hi, this is Rick, a satisfied customer of Affordable Water for 21 years. As a homeowner here in Northeast Florida, we all know our water is hard as it gets. Finding a dependable water treatment company is an important part of getting rid of spots on the dishes and smelly water at the tap. Affordable Water has been a trusted name in water treatment for over 25 years. If you want straight answers, no high-pressure sales techniques, contact Affordable Water at 904-262-0197 or visit affordablewaterjax.com.
Want to make Valentine's Day the best ever for the love of your life? Visit Global Diamonds, the all-new jewelry store here that everyone's talking about. For this romantic holiday, Global Diamonds has put together an incredible selection of affordable, timeless treasures. Rings, earrings, bands, bracelets, pearls, pendants, starting at around $300. We know what women love, and we can help you find her the ideal gift. Guys, skip the flowers and the candy this year. Give her something with lasting value and something that she can enjoy for years to come. A wonderful piece of fine jewelry from Global Diamonds. Or maybe you're thinking of proposing on Valentine's Day. Global Diamonds can make it happen with our stunning selection of hand-picked diamonds and the most incredible designer rings you've ever seen in one place. All at the guaranteed best price, period. Valentine's is all about love, and at Global Diamonds, celebrating love is what we do best. Come see for yourself. We're at the Markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI. Global Diamonds, Jacksonville's direct diamond importer.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Mostly sunny and warmer today, the high in the mid to upper 60s, but cooler at the beaches, a 9 on the WOKV weather meter. Mostly clear and cool tonight, down to 41, mostly to partly sunny, a very mild day tomorrow, 70 to 75 in the afternoon. And Monday, we'll see increasing cloudiness. Scattered afternoon and evening showers will develop, but still, high temperature close to 70 degrees. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
Drive into downtown on 95 northbound, 8 minutes from Butler Boulevard to the I-10 split. 11 minutes from there, Wickett Airport Road on the north side. And you are delayed free over the Buckman Bridge as you make way into Mandarin, south of the West Beltway. 10 minutes from Whiting Boulevard to the 95 ramps. With Jacksonville's only Saturday traffic, I'm Danielle Lee.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program for its editorial content. Statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group. Jacksonville's only all news in the morning. Rich Jones and Jacksonville Morning News, 5 to 9.
How hot and stormy your new week will be. We'll update weather and traffic every 6 minutes, Monday, starting at 5 on Jacksonville's Morning News.
Our Ask the Experts weekend continues with Ask the Doctor. Ask the Doctor. Brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. To ask a question, give us a call at 340-1045.
Welcome back to Ask the Doctor. I'm Greg Neff, and we're talking about you getting healthy with a little help from our good friends at St. Vincent's Healthcare. And we're talking about affairs of the heart because, after all, Valentine's Day is upon us. So here in studio to help us do just that is Dr. Anthony Magnano with St. Vincent's Healthcare Atrial Fibrillation Institute. Doctor, glad you're here. Kat, Kat Pitta-Kelly, and she's with the HeartSmart coordinator, the HeartSmart program, I should say, at St. Vincent's, and someone who actually went through the HeartSmart program, Mike Keck. Glad to have you all aboard this beautiful Saturday afternoon. And, Doctor, let's just talk a little bit about, we were talking about atrial fibrillation coming out of the break, and wanted to touch base on that really quickly. What is it, and what happens to you during it?
Okay, well, we talked a little bit about atrial fibrillation being an irregularity or a quivering of the top chambers of the heart, the atria. We talked about preventing stroke with usually medicines such as anticoagulant medicines. Warfarin's the traditional one. There's a whole host of new ones. So we need to prevent stroke and atrial fibrillation. We even have a way now of closing off the part of the heart where clots form, where you can prevent strokes without medicines. We also want to prevent the symptoms, prevent people's hearts from racing, and maintain normal rhythm, which we can do with medicines. They can do with surgeries. But what's become really a very common treatment is catheter ablation, mm-hmm. where we go through the vein in the leg, up to the heart, find the areas that are firing the heart into atrial fibrillation, and we cauterize those spots or ablate them. And we do so typically with radio frequency energy. We touch a catheter tip to the area of that heart, and we apply an ablation to that area to silence the electrical activity of that spot that's firing the heart into atrial fibrillation.
Now, does this procedure replace like open heart surgery from back in the day? I mean, way back when did you used to actually have to open up the chest and take a look and see what was going on in there?
There is a type of arrhythmia surgery called the Mays procedure, which we still do a lot, but we do it more and more with people who need another heart surgery and have atrial fibrillation. There it makes sense. But now we've kind of found a way where we can accomplish a lot of the same goals with going through a vein. So you wake up with a little Band-Aid on your leg rather than an incision across your chest.
And you do this at the Abe Fib Institute, right? It's a whole section of St. Vincent's that takes care of this situation.
There is. I moved here in 2006 from New York City to begin this program, and I did our first ablation. And since then, we've done over 2,000, and we're doing more than 400 a year of just atrial fibrillation ablation, much less other ablations for other types of arrhythmias. So we have a pretty good-sized program now.
And you're prolonging life, right?
Well, we like to think so. And certainly the biggest thing that's been proven about atrial fibrillation is preventing and improving symptoms mm-hmm. of the problem. And there are studies going on right now because we think that we might be preventing strokes and we think that we might be prolonging life. But before we say that in medicine, we'd like to prove that with a study.
Absolutely. And of course, you mentioned prevention, making sure that it doesn't happen in the first place, or if you do have an issue, that it gets taken care of as quickly as possible. And I'd like to bring in a Kat, and I who's the coordinator of the HeartSmart program, and Mike, who actually went through it. And really, Mike, I want to start with you because we were talking off air, and it's just amazing what you've accomplished through the HeartSmart program. Can you tell us a little bit about it? Just you know, what you were able to change in your life.
Oh, my God. So many things. My diet is totally different. I look at things so much different. Today, let's say after the program, you say, let's go out and get a hamburger. Mm-hmm. I can't do that.
Right. Okay. Do you want to do that?
No. My stomach starts flipping.
Ooh.
With the idea of something that greasy.
Yeah.
But I feel a whole lot better. I've mm-hmm. dropped somewhere between 35 and 40 pounds. My goal was never to lose weight. It was basically to get my heart healthier.
Mm-hmm. And that's incredible. Mm-hmm. You know, and Kat, you must be so very proud of Mike here.
I am. To think of all that he's accomplished from being part of HeartSmart is really why I do what I do.
Mm-hmm. The HeartSmart program, it's not just like a 2 or 3 week thing, is it, where they say, here's what you don't need to do and here's what you're doing, so don't do that anymore. You really take people through the heart and you really take people through ways that you can get healthy. It's just an incredible program. You talking about it, not only the meals, but just the classes. What goes on in a class?
Ah, great question. So it is an 8 week course. We meet every Tuesday evening from 5:30 to 7:30 at St. Vincent's Riverside. And I think one of the things that makes the program so unique is that we all know what it is we should be doing. You know, our expert doctors and cardiologists, they've been telling us for years what we should be doing. At HeartSmart, what we really get into is the how.
Sure.
So how are we going to make these recommendations livable and so that they come over time, so that they come natural to us?
Sure.
And one thing I always tell participants is, you know, we can't just go with the flow of what everyone's doing here in the U.S. because when 2 out of 3 Americans are overweight or obese and 2,200 Americans are dying of heart disease every single day, we know that we need to do things a little bit differently. So we need to be planning in advance what we're going to be eating. We need to be committing to regular physical activity. And we need to better manage our stress.
Yeah.
And those are exactly the things that we teach in HeartSmart.
Uh-huh.
So I run the program as a registered dietitian.
Right.
We also have a cardiologist, an exercise physiologist, a stress management specialist, and a chef that leads us in a heart-healthy cooking demo.
You were telling me about the vegetarian tacos, and they sound absolutely delicious. Now, you know, the human body does not come with an owner's manual, and you speak of how to get healthy and how to make your heart better. Well, some things in life, and in fact, most things in life are not free. There is a cost to this. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure, sure. So the cost is $475 for a single membership. Or if you're attending with your support partner, the cost is $850. And I was talking about this before the break the first time, that this includes your pre-program and post-program health assessments. Mm-hmm. This includes the 8-week course along with tasty, heart-healthy meals at every session. It includes one-on-one nutrition counseling sessions, weekly feedback on your food and exercise logs. And then once the 8-week intensive portion ends, then it covers 6 months of follow-up and support.
It sounds like a great value, and you got to look at it like an investment in yourself, correct?
That's right.
And, you know, that's important because if really, you know, getting healthy sometimes, unfortunately, you know, there are costs involved to that. Certainly, doctor, you know that. But the people that go through this program, do they tell you how satisfied they are? Do they talk about, you know, just what an amazing life? Obviously, Mike has, but other people, do they tell you just an amazing life-changing experience it is?
It really is. It's a whole new way of looking at what you're doing and of really taking that next step to optimize your health. And I think one of the things that's different about eating healthy and exercising is that you start to feel better. Research has shown even within weeks.
Yeah.
So while it is important to take medications as prescribed, by only treating cholesterol or something with medications, you know, no medication is without side effects. Yeah. Whereas the side effects of healthy eating and physical activity and managing stress is, you know, feeling better and doing more and getting out and enjoying life.
Absolutely. And that's the key here. Well, we do want to go to the phones here. 340-1045, 340-1045. If you've got a question, ask the doctor, just might have your answer. Let's go to Bob right now on the west side, who's been waiting very patiently. Bob, welcome to Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV. What say you?
Hey, how you doing this evening?
Good. What's going on?
I was trying to find out a guy across the street from me that used to live over there. He had 5 open heart surgeries for valves or one thing or another, and I guess the doctor had told him, do not eat any mayonnaise whatsoever because it builds fat behind your heart.
Mayonnaise. It doesn't sound like a very good condiment anyway.
Well, you know, they put it on so many sandwiches, Burger King, McDonald's, Subway, all those places put all mayonnaise on their sandwich. So, and that's the reason why his doctor said not to just stop eating mayonnaise altogether.
Doctor?
Well, you know, certainly mayonnaise doesn't sound like the very healthiest food. I guess to single it out over some other foods seems a little unfair because there's other things that could certainly rival mayonnaise for their unhealthiness, fried foods, for instance. Excessive carbohydrates and sugars are terrible for one's diet and a big part of the health problems and the obesity that we see here. So there are a lot of things to avoid to have a heart-healthy diet.
The biggest problem is sodas. I see more people buy sodas than you can imagine.
That's right. Mayonnaise might have more fat than soda, but if you drink a large soda, you know, I was at the movie theater the other day with the kids, and I looked up, and you could buy the big soda, but now they have to tell you the calories in it.
Wow.
And it said, like, 1,100 calories in the big sugar soda. And then next to it, it said, oh, by the way, you know, 12 or 1,300 a day is a good amount. So you're kind of done for the day if you have that big soda. So absolutely. And you know what? It might not come in as fat, but it stores as fat. Your body has to do something with those calories, and if you're sitting in the movie chair after you drink it, you're not using those calories, so you're going to store them.
Yeah. Bob, we want to thank you for calling
in. You ought to have a track in there. After you get through watching a movie, you have to walk the track at least 5 times.
That's a great idea, Bob. All right. Well, hey, thanks so much for calling in. Have a good Saturday, all right?
All right, you too. Thanks so much.
We're glad to have you aboard. Well, Doctor, you know, we talk about prevention all the time, and, you know, I was talking with Kat here about that. And actually, you're one of her bigger referrals, correct? You help steer people into the HeartSmart program. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm really beyond excited about her program. You know, when I look at our patients and we treat their arrhythmias and maybe we do a catheter ablation and we get them back to normal rhythm, they got to then begin to prevent whatever led to it in the first place. And often they have sleep apnea, they're obese, they have diabetes uncontrolled, high blood pressure that's uncontrolled. And the thing is that exercise and diet can actually fix or prevent all of these problems at once. Mm. So there's no disorder that I can treat that wouldn't be better prevented in the first place. But that requires behavior change, which is challenging. And to see Kat actually instigating behavior change in people is really an incredible thing, because it's the hardest thing for us to do.
Yeah.
And I have so much admiration for it. And I think that it's just... it's really where the money is. I don't know why we're waiting and letting ourselves get sick and then trying to, you know, plug the holes and keep things going in a sick way, because the body's out of balance. If we can keep it in balance in the first place, it's so much more powerful.
Yeah.
There's a study that I saw recently where they looked at healthy young people and they said, all right, we're going to follow them for 20 years. And they looked at just 5 health characteristics of these people. And if they kept a normal body weight, a normal waist circumference, they didn't smoke, they exercised more than 30 minutes a day, and ate a healthy diet, rich in vegetables and fruits and so forth, a reasonable healthy diet, they had an 81% lower chance of developing a first heart attack over a 20-year follow-up.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
Incredible.
Our most common killer is a preventable one. We're just choosing not to prevent it.
Yeah, ignorance.
And we have to go against the grain, as Kat said. We can't do what other Americans are going to do if we're going to get there.
Ignorance is not bliss. Want to get back to the phones right now, because they're hopping here at 340-1045. 340-1045. Want to say hello right now to Bill from Orange Park. Hi, Bill. What's going on?
Yeah, I was wondering if their program included, I don't know what the technical name of it is. It's like a 3D x-ray of the heart. And if it doesn't include that, do they do it, and what's the approximate cost? I'd like to get one.
I guess either the doctor or Kat could answer that question.
Well, Bill, it's not part of the HeartSmart program. I know that St. Vincent's does have scans available for the heart. As far as HeartSmart, our pre-program health assessment, that is height, weight, blood pressure, and kind of a global health assessment. And so that's what's included at baseline and, again, at 8 weeks. Dr. Magnano, you could probably better answer what scans of the heart would be available.
Well, I guess I'd just ask you. So, you know, if you're not experiencing chest pain or having other problems and you get a scan of the heart and it shows not so good, what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to see my doctor. It's not my problem, but, you know, every now and then, well, you know, I would say probably twice a year I get this pain. And I've had this happen over the years. I went to the doctor and they've checked me out and they said, you know, they said it was like air in the chest or whatever reason, and I had a nuclear test to put me on a treadmill and all.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have a nice warm fuzzy with that x-ray, that scan, just to give me I guess the best look you can get.
Yeah. Symptoms should drive, and also your cardiologist's decision should drive whether you get a CT scan of the heart to look for plaques, or what's probably more accurate is a cardiac catheterization. A nuclear stress test is a great thing to evaluate symptoms. But a lot of times if we do these type of tests on people who don't have symptoms, you know, you're kind of fishing to look for, oh, is there a problem? And maybe I should get good about my lifestyle. But guess what? You should get good about your lifestyle anyway. So the funny thing is all they do is maybe reinforce to a lot of us that we should be good about our eating and diet and exercise. And guess what? We should be good about eating and dieting and exercise anyway.
And
Bill, and we're going to actually up against a break here, so why don't you just hang with us here for a few minutes. It's Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
get you up to speed quickly with the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
All morning long
on Jacksonville's Morning News.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
I'm Liam Barnett, Vice President with Barnett Jewelers here in Jacksonville, Florida. Been here in Jacksonville since 1917, and my great-grandfather, when he came and established the business, from everything from jewelry repair to fine jewelry and diamonds. I found One-to-One to be our banking partner. What I've liked so much about One-to-One really has just been the great customer service. Being that we come from a business that deals in customer service, it's nice to be on the other side of that and to be a customer that's being treated very well and treated very nicely. When we come into the branch there locally, we're greeted and they know me by name, and that always feels really good. Recently here too, they've helped us out with a small business loan. We're coming up into our busy season. We've just had a wonderful experience with One-to-One Financial Credit Union. We have all our business accounts there, and recently too, I've opened my personal accounts there as well.
One-to-One Financial Credit Union, making focus on you.
Want a new address in St. Johns County in 2015? I'm Vince Fattizi with Coldwell Banker Premier Properties. Let me find you the perfect home that you can lease right now and convert to own later, but only if you want to. Before you buy this year, why not test drive the community and schools? Call me now for all program details, 904-635-1086. You must make application and qualify, but once you do, you are in total control. Let's find you the perfect place to call home in 2015. 904-635-1086. Call now.
Hey, Sasquatch, do you think you could possibly make a little more noise?
Sorry, boss. Hey, are we really sure these folks don't have Safe Touch security?
What? You told me they didn't have Safe Touch. You said you checked on it last week.
Well, that's what the nice lady that lives here said.
Well, good. That means it. Wait, you actually talked to her?
Yeah, nice lady. She really looked interested when I asked her if she had Safe Touch security.
What are you on Lester Jackson's payroll now?
Oh, no. Look, boss, I was afraid of that. It's a Safe Touch sign in the yard.
And there's a camera mounted on the wall. Come on, let's get out of here.
Run!
This is the last time I let you do recon!
Sorry, boy!
Oh, I hate Safe Touch!
Crooks know to stay away from Safe Touch houses. Hi, I'm Lester Jackson, president of Safe Touch Security Systems. No one beats our technology or our price.
Call 886-4664 or go to safetouch.com. State license number EF233.
This is the new war.
U.S. Central Command's Twitter and YouTube sites have been taken over by hackers.
Fear equals success.
The feds scramble to figure out who's behind the attack.
It's terrorism in a digital world.
If we're going to be connected, then we need to be protected.
We're on high alert with updates 24/7 when there is new info.
One message reads, American soldiers, we are coming.
Watch your back. Jacksonville's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic is News 104.5 WOKV. WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A 9 on the WOKV weather meters. Will continue to see plenty of sunshine through the day and an afternoon high in the mid to upper 60s, but cooler at the beaches. Mostly clear and cool tonight near 40. Mostly to partly sunny, very mild tomorrow into the low 70s. And then clouds increase Monday. Scattered afternoon and evening showers with a high of 69. Then breezy and cooler Tuesday under partly to mostly sunny skies and a high of 59. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Avoid traffic delays with the News 104.5 app. Powered by Jack Hananias Volkswagen of Orange Park.
It's a free download for all Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to our latest traffic report and check the live traffic map 24/7.
And it's Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. I'm Greg Neff. So glad you're with us this Saturday afternoon. And, you know, we try to make you healthy. We try to help you get there. And we were talking about atrial fibrillation today, a very, very difficult situation of the heart. And, you know, Kat, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the HeartSmart program and how people can take advantage of it in our closing moments. Why don't you tell people how they can get involved in the HeartSmart program?
Yes. So to get involved, you can call me at 904-308-8460. And or you can visit us on the web at jackshealth.com/HeartSmart.
Amazing. And just hearing about the breadth of the program, Mike, you went through it. I look in awe of you because I hear about your accomplishments and what you went through to get through this program. And I'm very impressed. I have to tell you that, if I may say.
Well, thank you.
You know, when you went through it, I mean, it must have been, like I said, you know, a challenge. We talked about that earlier. But you got through it and you accomplished so much.
Yes. The only thing is I wish, Greg, I would have found it 10 years earlier.
Mm.
I was feeling tired.
Mm-hmm.
They put me in a cath lab. The next morning, they opened up my chest, and I had four arteries bypassed.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, earlier, we talked about cost of this program. If I could have went back 10 years and knew there was an alternative to change diet instead of going through that, I would have done it in a heartbeat.
Incredible. Well, we're very glad you're with us, and we wish you the best of health. And, Doctor, really quickly, I'm a fairly young guy. You know, I don't really think much about heart disease issues of the heart in general. When should I start worrying about that?
Well, the child is definitely the father of the man.
Okay.
And so you need to start really, really early. And our kids, as we raise them, it's so important to put good nutritional standards. And we see more and more childhood obesity and things like that. There's a lot more distractions with sedentary activities like video games.
Yeah.
And, you know, they always have something in their hands that they're watching, you know, rather than out playing. So we really need to enforce that in children. And every time you go through a change in your life phase, maybe you're an athlete in high school, but you go to college and you don't play a sport and you just eat and study. Maybe you get done with college and you were very athletic, but you go to a job and you can't quite figure out your schedule. These are the trouble points where you got to troubleshoot and be proactive.
Mm-hmm.
And think ahead. You know, I always really feel that, you know, it's not the person who makes healthy choices. It's the person that has healthy habits.
Mm.
You don't need to make a choice. This is your habit. It's morning. It's 5:30 a.m. I go to the gym. I don't decide to go to the gym that morning.
Yeah. Kat, one more time on that phone number real quick.
It's 308-8460.
904 area code, right?
904, yes.
Yeah, of course. Guys, thank you so much for being here. It's been a very informative hour. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you out there have enjoyed it as well. We will be back next week. Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. Good Saturday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft.
WOKV Jacksonville.
Streaming live on the iHeartRadio app.
This is News 104.5 WOKV.
Hi, this is Dan Hodges, president of Duval Ford. At Duval Ford, we're working hard to make sure your shopping experience with us is haggle and hassle-free. It's always our mission to make sure that we're providing you with the lowest possible price for every vehicle on our lot, without all the back-and-forth haggling you experience from the typical dealership. We hope to have the opportunity to serve you and your family very soon. Come experience the Duval Ford Best Price Guarantee, haggle and hassle-free.
You and your phone are tied at the hip, just like every other person in Jacksonville. Mobile marketing is growing like crazy because it's the only way to reach your best potential customers on the go, to get your message in front of your most captive audience through the device they love the most. 91